So what to make of the early morning TV ratings wars? Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin guest hosting on Today. Former Today Show host and Palin interlocutor Katie Couric guest hosting on her new network ABC on Good Morning America. During an interview about her recent book, Palin told Today Show host Matt Lauer any Republican candidate would be better than Obama. And she bit the media hand feeding her with this comment about the eventual GOP presidential nominee.
They're going to get clobbered by the lamestream media who does not like the conservative message.
To which host Matt Lauer later responded.
You are going to stick around and join us for our 8 o'clock hour, which technically makes you part of the lamestream media for that hour. I just want you to know. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Sarah Palin and Katie Couric famously crossed paths 4 years ago when Couric asked Palin what newspaper she read and Palin couldn't name any. This morning, Palin began her one-day gig at the Today Show under a pile of newspapers. Mark Jerkowitz is Associate Director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. Mark, that word excellence jumps out. What do you make of this?
Well, the first thing I'd say about this morning's segment is the good news is that no human beings or animals were harmed in the filming of that program. This is nothing other than good old-fashioned sort of morning TV hype wars, and particularly this week where you obviously have Katie on ABC, you've got Sarah Palin on NBC, you had Oprah on CBS, by the way, yesterday morning, which is, of course, a huge draw, and then there's going to be some major announcement by Ryan Seacrest sometime this week on the Today Show as well. So the context of this is that the Today Show, which, you know, has been the unchallenged leader in mornings for a long, long time now, is feeling the hot breath of Good Morning America.
Well, you know, you say it's just, you know, morning show jockeying for position, usual thing. But, and perhaps I should say full disclosure, I worked briefly at the Today Show. I know its storied history also includes a monkey hosting the program.
Yes.
But, you know, the level of news coverage that morning shows once covered has been dropping so steadily. I sometimes think that if you were an alien landing and tuning in to the morning shows, you'd think that all young girls in this country were lost or in danger of being murdered. I mean, it's dropped off so much. Isn't this indicative of something bigger?
The reason that she can get away with saying, you know, I don't like the lamestream media and not be seen as a hypocrite for then going on the network is there was nothing close to anything resembling normal news coverage during the hours she was on. There was no politics. There was no world. It was, you know,
Tori Spelling, avid crafter.
It was. It's a different kind of news, obviously, in the evening.
Well, in fact, we want to ask you about that. The promotion of all of this all weekend long, you know, we were hearing Sarah Palin guest hosting. And then when the program started, you know, she was not a guest host. She didn't sit in one of those news anchor chairs. A little bit of false advertising?
Put it this way, let's call it good marketing. Sarah Palin was not in any way, shape, or form a guest host, really, in the hour. She participated in some segments. She didn't really ask any questions. She was sort of basic part of an ongoing conversation on a range of topics. The one interesting moment came when she was baited a little bit on one of the panels about sort of the negativity toward President Obama, and then the issue came up of whether she watched HBO's Game Change or not.
Which was, of course, the story about her.
Exactly, and she said, no, she wouldn't watch that. It has false narratives. Now, frankly, if you have somebody like Governor Palin on and you're really doing a news show, you might then follow up with, well, how about Steve Schmidt and Nicole Wallace, two people who were intimately involved with the campaign who said that movie was fundamentally true. But, of course, even that sort of small spark of what could have been news or controversy was quickly extinguished.
Well, a couple of people were running blogs. The Washington Post has one. Forbes has an article. And they pointed out that in one of the comments that she made in talking to Matt Lauer about the presidential race, she said, and you know, I would warn voters to never put their faith wholly in an individual, in a politician, because a politician will disappoint you. So as you said, there might have been places, you know, to right at that moment say, do you feel you disappointed people? There might have been places to follow up.
Yeah, let's face it. She's one of the most polarizing politicians in America today.
Mark Jerkowitz, Associate Director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism on the madcap morning TV ratings wars. Mark, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Robin.